The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Welcome to Autism Live during the Festival of Joys. I'm so excited to be here. Plus, we have an amazing guest who's joining us in just a little while. Lori Bowersox is here, and she is going to be talking with us specifically. I want to make sure that I get the name of the clothing company correct. It's Autism Affirmation Clothing. She's going to be talking with us about that. And, of course, you guys probably know her from Autism Journey with Elijah. She is one of those moms that you meet and you just go, oh, my gosh, what a powerhouse. What a pure vein of energy and commitment. And it just makes you want to be a better parent, you know. And she's amazing. So she's going to be joining us in just a little while to talk about some of the exciting things that they've got going on. Boy, she's got more energy than I've ever had all in one day. So much respect for her. She's also my haircutting buddy because she shaved her head last April the same time that I did. And in honor of that, I don't know if you're watching, Lori, I trimmed some of mine over the weekend because I'm a lunatic. But before we get to Lori, we have to get to some things. And in just a second, I'm going to be talking about these luscious wonderfuls that I can't keep my hands off of because they're so delectable. They're so soft. These are Snuggle Loves from Wild Republic. So I'm going to talk about those in just a second. But want to remind all of you that we're live right now on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, and probably other sites as well. But if you're watching on those big three, you can be writing in right now, have a conversation with me, have a conversation with our fabulous producer, Chris Desmond, who's showing you all the places that you could be watching, or a little bit later on, you could have a conversation with Lori Bowersox. So that's a pretty amazing thing. Don't forget, the show is live right now, so you can be, you know, asking questions, giving comments, doing all of that right now. But then the show will podcast later on, and it'll be available as a free download wherever you get your podcasts. We enjoy being able to give that to you as a free download. It does cost us, and so you will be listening to some advertising, and we hope you'll embrace our advertisers because they help make it possible for it to be free to you. So we certainly want to throw some love onto them. If, however, there are some of you who are like, Shannon, I'm on the go. I really just want to get the info, and I don't want to download it with any ads. What's the deal with that? I'd be willing to pay. You can do that. You can go to glow.fm/autismlive, and then you have the opportunity to pay. It's $5 a month, or you can pay, and it's cheaper if you pay for an entire year at a time. By the way, when you do that, you get not only the Autism Live podcast, but you also get Ask Dr. Doreen. It's a twofer. It's a twofer. I don't know how much longer we'll be doing that. So if I were you, I'd lock that in. If that's something you're interested in, lock it in now at the year price so that you can continue getting that. Okay. I sound like a salesperson all of a sudden. Also, I got to be careful about my mic. I'm getting squishy with the stuffed animal. So it's the Festival of Toys, and this entire month we have been showing toys and talking to you about toys because every year we put out the Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide. And the purpose of this is started over 10 years ago that I came in and somebody was asking, like, what toys would I recommend for the holiday for my son and anybody else's son. And in the process of that, I brought in, no kidding, it was a Leapfrog product that helped my son to be able to learn the alphabet because we were not getting the alphabet. Listen, I'm a former teacher, and I was in despair that was my child ever going to understand the alphabet. And another mom told me about this Leapfrog DVD, The Letter Factory. Now they have so many things, but that was the thing then. It was a DVD, and I came in, and I reviewed it, and everybody was like, well, tell us other things, too. We love that, and we want to get that, but tell us other things, too. So slowly it became a thing about any time I liked something, I would come in and review it, and then somebody said, you should put out a toy guide and do it for all ages and all abilities. And so we did. And that started about 10 years ago. And then somebody said, you know, you should put links to the toys so that we can purchase them. And so we did. And then for the last 3 years, people have been saying to me, are you making money on this? And we said no. Well, now some of the links, if you hit them, you'll see that it goes, or if you go to our Autism Network, Autism Live store on Amazon, you can see some of the things there. And when you purchase them, we do get a small percentage. It doesn't cost you anything more, but we get a small affiliation fee, I think is what they call it. So an influencer fee, and that helps us to keep the lights on. So just letting you know, not trying to be duplicitous about it, but these are things that we love. So this guy, I wish you could feel how luscious. These are Snuggle Loves. And I just wanted to pick one of my favorite things from the catalog this year. You know, I'm always like, there's so many different things that you can get that are amazing. I like to give gifts that give joy. I like to give gifts that have a great sensory experience with them, regardless of the age and of the individual on the spectrum, and regardless of where their ability level is right now. But I want to tell you something, that you can almost never go wrong with a really good stuffed animal. Because there's something about, I'm an adult, I'm an old adult, let's be honest, and I am getting comfort from this Snuggle Love. They are so aptly named. By the way, these are from, and I've got the tag right here so that you can see, Wild Republic, and they make amazing stuffed animals that are very true or reminiscently true in a fun character way of the actual animals in the wild. This is the teddy bear. I just can't stand it. He's so luscious, you guys. They're just so soft. But not only that, these Snuggle Loves, they're a little bit bigger than a lot of stuffed animals are these days, which makes them extra wonderful if you've got teens or adults. And they are a little bit weighted. They've got, I don't know whether it's sand or it feels like beans in their butt. So they sit up on their own. I can leave him. Look, he's sitting by himself. Their arms are weighted too, so there's a heaviness to them, but they are so ridiculously soft that all I want to do is pet them. Now, let's talk about when babies are born, right? When babies are born, they come out and they get a lot of sensory input because we have to carry them to go places, right? So some babies love sensory input, some babies don't love sensory input, right? But there's a certain amount of it that they get and that they're used to. And then kids get a little bit more autonomous, they walk around the world, but if you look at videos of babies, they're hugging each other, right? Now this is not everybody. Everybody doesn't love to be hugged, but the truth of the matter is that everybody that we've talked to on the sensory spectrum needs a certain amount of sensory input. So it may not be that they want a hug, because, you know, sometimes hugs are uncomfortable, right? Depending on who's giving them and depending on how you're feeling, sometimes they can be uncomfortable. So we don't judge that, but that doesn't mean that those kids don't need sensory input. Think about Temple Grandin. And by the way, I talked to her the other day. She says hello to everybody. Think about her and the cow squisher, that they were squishing the cows to help the cows self-regulate, right? And she went, maybe that would work for me, and made herself a squisher and found that it did work for her, that she needed that sensory input. Kids who like to go swimming because they want to be in the water, that sensory input on their skin. They like the pressure of it. But asterisk, sometimes it's a critical aspect of sensory that they be in control of it. Why am I talking about this with stuffed animals? Because stuffed animals are a great way to allow them that interaction, that sensory input, but they're in charge of it. They can decide how hard do I want to squeeze this animal, and nobody's going to yell at them. Don't squeeze the dog that hard, right? They can't do it with a live puppy, but they can do that with one of these, and they're super soft. They're, like I said, a little bit heavy, so these are great sleep mates, and just, I don't know what they do to their fur, but it is redonkulously soft. So this is the bee. How much do I love the bee? And we need bees in the world, right? And the bee's got little wings on the back. Super love it. And then, of course, we have an updated, old-fashioned teddy bear. I can't stand it, you guys. He's just ridiculously cute and soft, and he sits up by himself. You just can't do better. Now, Wild Republic has a whole line. This is the Snuggle Loves Brown Bear, by the way. They have a whole line of wonderful, wonderful. But we gave this an award for sensory, I believe, for teenagers or adults. I'm not sure because we were argued back and forth about, you know, which award we would give because it could have been for either one of them. I also love that on the tag, and of course you're going to take this off after you get it, but it gives you lots of information. Did you know the brown bear can be brown, cream, or black? Grizzly bears and Kodiak bears are each a distinct subspecies of brown bear, and that comes in several different languages, instructions about how to clean it in several different languages, and the fact that Wild Republic is dedicated to fostering curiosity and connectivity with wildlife while committing to the environment. So we love that they're environmentally committed and that connection to wildlife. Love, 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 weighted hands. Oh, my gosh. So, so divine. So there they are. Get you some. I also want to say that Wild Republic, we have a couple of community events coming up, and they have been ridiculously generous with us so that we're going to have some of these to give away. We've got a giveaway that's coming up for Act Today, and then we also will be, some of these will be donated and given away at the Ed Asner Family Center's holiday party that's on December 22nd. So if you were on the fence and you were wanting to go to that, just know that we are going to have some of these lusciousness there that will be given away. So, there we have it. I've got just a little yellow fuzzball. I love them. And it's ridiculous. And people go, oh, well, you know, it's a teenager, it's an adult. Poppycock. We all go to a college and go around the dorms. Everybody's got at least one stuffed animal. And I'm sorry, even the guys do. So everybody, you know, get over yourself with what you think about when people are supposed to let go of stuffed animals, because let's all be happy. How about that? And especially let's let our kiddos and our teens and our adults on the spectrum get good sensory information and be happy. All right, the chat is open right now, and I wanted to take a couple of seconds to talk through this week and who's on and what's going on. So we have a show tomorrow with Dr. Doreen Grampuchet. Wednesday, I'm still not giving it away who's coming. Then next Monday, I really want you guys to be suited up and ready for a week from today. Dr. Jonathan Tarbox is going to be joining us, and you're not going to want to miss that. That's going to be super fun. And also, Dr. Doreen Grampuchet will be with us for the last show of the day, last show of the year. And Chris, could you do me a favor? The heat is on, and I'm starting to schwitz here. Anyway, the very last show of the year will be on December 19th. Dr. Doreen Grampuchet will be here with us on that day. I have some surprises for her. I always try to give her something on the last show, and I try to make it be something that's meaningful to her. And what's meaningful to her more than anything else is to know that she's making a difference. So if you are watching right now and you're like, my life has been made better by Dr. Grampuchet, and I think that's true of so many people, I would love it if you would jot just a couple of lines for me, because I'm putting them on nice note paper, and we have one of those surprise boxes for her, and I have room for 20 notes, and I still have room for some more. So if you would email that to me at shannon@autism-live.com. That's shannon@autism-live.com. I will get that put onto a nice little note card, and then when she opens it up, this, you know, will come out. There will be boxes of hearts and the notes that you guys sent. And if I get more than 20, which I hope that I will, I will make sure she gets all of them, but 20 will pop out of the box, and I think that'll be a fun visual thing to check out. So I hope that you guys will do that for me. Shannon@autism-live.com. There we go. I feel like I left all kinds of things. Oh, we were going to do jargon, weren't we? No jargon. I am all over the map today. Okay, I want to introduce our guest because she's pretty amazing. And if you haven't checked out her live feeds, she does a regular live feed called Autism Journey with Elijah, and there is nothing about this woman that is not to the bone honest. She's just so compelling and honest and addictive to watch, honestly, and really has given us a view into her world, all the things that they're going through, and especially she's been through it with the school this year, let's say that. She is the mom of a six-year-old son diagnosed with autism. Within the 7 years of her pure bliss, she writes, "We have experienced highs and lows." Sound familiar? Can anybody else relate? I know I can. Since the diagnosis of autism, we started a Facebook page called Autism Journey with Elijah. She says, "I have been his advocate and started to establish getting the word out by many outlets. Next summer, we have a noodle line coming out called Autizoodles," which I can't wait to hear about that. I didn't know about that before. "We just began our clothing line last month, and the clothing line is called Autism Affirmation Clothing." We're going to be talking about that with her. She said, "I decided to have a voice for families who need it by going to school and getting my BCASE. So we're going to talk to her about that as well. One day my dream would be writing a book or getting our story out in movies." And I love that because I know early on after our son was diagnosed, the family that really helped us to get access to services, I said to them, you know, I really feel like there needs to be a magazine or something about autism. And they're like, there's several. And I said, or maybe a TV show or a webcast or something. And they were like, there are several. But I wanted to jump into the fray. And they were like, take care of yourself first. Take care of your son first. And then come later to the thing. And I know it's been very rewarding for me that everybody finds their niche and everybody's thing isn't everybody else's thing. But I love that she's already thinking, how can I give back to other families this early? It's just absolutely amazing. So without further ado, is she there? Are we able to bring her in? Lori Bowersox, and is that your husband, Mike?
That's mine.
Mike!
Hi, Shannon.
Wave to everybody, because we've talked to you before, but I've never seen you before, Mike. It's so good to meet you.
You too.
And I love the pink tree in the background.
Oh, that's Eli's favorite color.
I love it. I love that that's his favorite color. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time to be here, because I know that you are busy as busy can be.
Well, thank you for having us. I so appreciate it, and I think that a lot of people can get use of what we have to provide here and our information, and I'm just so happy to share it with them.
Well, we're just thrilled to be here. I was going to say I'm kind of in awe of you, and I'm going to take the kind of out. I'm in awe of you, woman. You're doing a lot, and I don't know how, I think if we wired you up, we could light New York City up.
Thank you for the comment. I appreciate that.
How do you have this much energy? Mike, has she just, like, always been like this, or this just put a fire in her?
It put a fire in her. She, it just lit up her whole world when she found out she can try to make a difference with the autism community. And I mean, I'm just very happy she's getting her B case and we can move from there.
Okay, so tell everybody at home, what is that? What is a B case?
So a B case is a board certified advocate for special ed. And I am going through six modules right now. I did one and I got five more to do.
Okay.
And it is a binding contract with the state that I live in and all around the United States and
And so what's the goal with that? Obviously, that's going to help you to be a better advocate for Elijah, but then what else will that allow you to do?
So it will allow me to do study with the IEPs, which is a big thing with us right now because we can never get anywhere and nobody wants to listen to anybody because we're always the wrong person. Well, the school knows more than we do, but we provide better quality and, you know, we're home with the children all the time. So I wanted to get somewhere where I can provide advocacy for not just my child, but for anybody who needs help and any families that are in need of any further information that they don't know about.
Yeah.
And that is basically why I'm getting my B case, because we have to get the word out. We have to stick together as a unit. There's too many people out there that don't know the information or don't know where to go, don't know where to follow up, or don't even know who to talk to.
Yeah.
And so that's where I stand in the middle and say, okay, here's our steps. This is what we're going to do. I will help you.
That's amazing. I just applaud you so much. I can't imagine, because I know you work, and plus which you've started this business, and you are busy being a mom and fighting for your own IEP, I don't know how you have the time to do all that. But I'm so happy that it seems like you have the best partner in life, and I know how powerful that is when you're with the right person.
Sure, sure. It's a lot of support there, and so when I have my lows, he's my high. When he's low, I'm high. So it equals out.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. So okay, I wanna dive into the clothing and then come back to some other things. So you just launched, like, was it a week ago that you launched this company?
It was about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the name of the company is Autism Affirmation Clothing. There's the logo. Style for all seasons, comfort for every day. What a great tagline. Where did the idea for this come from, you guys?
So I was sitting at home with Eli, and I'm like, I told Mike, I said, you know, I'm tired of just speaking what we know. I'm tired of speaking what everybody should know. Why don't we do something in the public and wear something or say something or go in there and promote something where people can see? Because in the autism community, I think more children and adults learn more when they see something than when they are taught through words. So I sat there and I looked at Eli. I said, Eli, what do you want to do? What do you want, you know, because he's still young and he's like in that mood where he likes his lives on Facebook and he wants to be in the public and he wants to just be a friendly, loving kind of gal. And so I said, let's do something that's going to inspire and empower other people to be and know what they are all about. And I said, how about we come up with some clothes, like T-shirts and sweatpants, that will inspire them to wear and feel good about themselves? And he's like, okay, whatever. And that way, he didn't know what I was talking about. And so I went in there and I showed him. I said, some of the clothes when you were younger, you didn't want to wear them. And I explained to him he had that sensory overload, that he was always running around naked and didn't want to wear clothes for like 3 years or so. And so I put that into perspective. And so we launched this line, Autism Affirmation Clothing.
Amazing. Let's talk specifically about, because you've got a lovely array of things, that some of them that are like out there, putting it out there, which, you know, I think is wonderful. And I want to say this summer we were in Moab, Utah at Arches National Park. We were parked next to a car and they had a sticker on their car that I knew meant autism. Met this woman, had this amazing conversation. I think, you know, sometimes it's really, there is something about wearing stuff and having stuff that identifies, because you find your tribe that way.
Right.
Which is absolutely amazing. So let's take a look at some of the, let's have Chris put up one of the pictures of that you sent us. So talk about where this comes from.
So the first one says, someone with autism lights up my world. That is Eli right there. Because without him, I wouldn't have a direction of facing the world doing what I do with the baby case and my clothing line. Without him, he is my module. He is that person. My autism mom shirt, that comes from my daughter, because my daughter is Eli's mom and we adopted him. And so that gives her some kind of, you know, unity with him, and that she is still in the picture. And then the autism fist is like, I'm done with talking. We're going to put it to work and we're going to show the community. And community doesn't mean just a community of people. It can mean whatever you want it to mean. And so I said one community at a time, because it takes a kind of person to show that, to be there and to go out on the room even when you're not comfortable. And so that's where that comes into play.
Wonderful. And I think we have another picture, too. Why don't we take a look and see? Because there's, oh, look at this. So tell us about this picture.
So this is my family Christmas picture. These are the people who mean the world to me. My husband, Mike, and Eli in the front, me on the left, my daughter, Danielle, which is Eli's mom, and my daughter, Jessica. This picture is my inspiration to everything that I do, breathe, eat, sleep. And that little guy in the middle is just everything to me.
There's something about him that is amazing. And any time that I have seen him on your feeds, he is just, I don't know. There's something about him. He's a rock star.
He's definitely, he's a camera hog. He loves to be in the public. He loves to be that. Yeah. I love you. You know, I want to meet up with you. I want to go to public. I want to do this. And he wants to do everything at one time. And he's just a lovely kind of
guy. But he's got that extra sparkle. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's compelling
he
everybody. And I think we have another picture too, Chris. No, that's it. That's all the pictures we have. Okay. But I know from being on the website that there are tons of other T-shirts and sweatshirts and different things. Talk to us about the line and then tell people where they need to go to see all of it.
So the line that is, we have T-shirts, sweatshirts, we're coming out with hoodies, sweatpants. We're running a special right now, so everything's on a special, on a sale. But I wanted to talk about a little bit about the quality of the shirt, because the quality could be anything. You can buy a shirt for $2 and get the worst quality cotton. There's four types of cotton. Let me say that. It is candid cotton, which is the worst cotton you can buy, which is a $1, $2 quality shirt. You got a ring spun, which is okay, but the quality of the ring spun, there's dirt and everything. The impurities are spun into the yarn, so we don't want to use that. And then the candid and then the ring spun, that is okay. Nothing's wrong with that, but the best quality that you want to buy in a T-shirt is the air bloom, which is the quality. It's like tough. I don't know if you can see that, but it's tough. You can pull on it. It's double threaded in the shoulder. It's pure cotton. It's 100% cotton, and there is no hem on the side of the shirt. It is full, like for irritable, sensory issue children and adults. So it is. What was that? And it has the tags too as well. So let me show you. So the tag could be torn off.
Okay. Well, that one doesn't have a tag now.
Yeah, tagless shirts, hemless. Like there's no seam. There's nothing in the shirt. So it's a good quality. And we do 100% cotton on our shirts right now.
Amazing. And I guarantee you. Those three shirts were just three of the shirts. I guarantee you that if you go on, there's a shirt that's going to be right for you. One of the ones, my favorite one, I got to get my husband one of them, is the Santa ones. What does it say about being different? There's three Santas, but one of them is, and they're all kind of doing their thing, but one of them is their suit is made out of the puzzle pieces, and it's, what does it say, dare to be different?
Yep, it's okay to be dare to be different.
Which is a message that I love, right?
Yeah, I love
but
that
my
too.
Husband
That's
also
my favorite.
Does professional Santa work, so it's kind of perfect. But I love the embracing that it's, I think there's an amazing message, and my point that I'm trying to make is, whatever your personal message that resonates with you, I guarantee you they've got something on the site. People like different words. Don't, you know, get bogged down in that. Get on the site, look around, shop, and find the words that sing to you. Wouldn't you say?
We can also customize and personalize to your liking free, no charge. We do it for free.
Absolutely amazing. And so here we are. What's today, the 11th? If somebody orders today, is there going to be time to have it under the tree?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know, isn't it? So, yeah, because, I mean, a lot of sites right now have a thing and say, you know, order by this day and it'll still get there. And I don't know how they're guaranteeing it at this point. So
Saturday was our last day to do that.
Okay.
So.
I should have asked you that before having you come on today. But that's good to know. And I don't know about you, but I sort of like that, you know, we have the holiday thing, but then there are family members that I don't see until after the holidays, right?
Sure.
And there will be things coming up and people who have birthdays in January and whatnot. So people should be, you know, order when you can, but you've got a sale right now. Tell us about the sale.
Sure. So our sale is $35, $30 to $35 on our shirts and $40 on our sweatshirt. In January, it will go up $10 per shirt because we are doing the Christmas special. But it is good quality. If anything is wrong with it, we make it right. You don't ask for a refund. We will absolutely make it right for you. We will send it out overnight. Make sure you get it on time. So, and that's all on our expense.
Look at like who you're going to be buying from, you guys, because that's like the key. You guys are beautiful and amazing. What is this thing about noodles?
Okay, so I contacted InVet now, and they have an attorney firm that works with them and a manufacturer's. So with that being said, I contacted them and said, hey, I have an idea. Can we talk about this? So they called me back a week later and said, I'd like to interview you. And I said, okay, great. It took about an hour and a half. He's like, I think we can rock with this. And I'm like, okay, great. They said, okay, I'll call you back in 2 weeks. We'll get all the, you know, informal stuff ready to go. He's like, I'm just letting you know, it costs this much to start. I said, great. And I said, okay, so I'm, you know, a payment plan with the holidays and everything. And they got it rocking and rolling. They came back to me in an email and said, this is the formalities we want. We think we could do this. The noodles are going to be in puzzle piece-shaped form. The vegetables and the fruits are going to be hidden in the fruit, so they won't know it's in there, but it's going to be multicolored noodles. And it's going to be gluten-free and casein-free, and it's just going to be all-around healthy noodles that children won't even know. Some of the adults won't even know that they're eating the healthy food. And you could just make it with your spaghetti sauce, your cheese sauce, your, you know, whatever you feel the need to make it with. And it's just all around good, healthy food.
I love that you thought to make it gluten-free, because I was like, oh, this sounds so wonderful, but we're not going to be able to eat it. But it's gluten-free, so we're, my family's going to be able to eat it. That's amazing. So when are you going to market with that?
So I'm in the beginning of January, February, we're marketing in that, and it should be out in the summertime of 2024.
Okay. Well, we want to do a cooking segment with it sometime
in
the summer. That would be amazing. All right. So here you are. How long ago did Elijah get his diagnosis?
So he was 19 months old when he got his diagnosis for autism, and then about 3 months ago he got his diagnosis with ADHD.
Okay. And he is an amazing little guy that I just think he's a light on this planet, and you guys have been there fostering that light, which we thank you for doing that. But this has not been an easy road for you.
No, it has not.
In fact, tell me if I'm getting too personal at any point, but I think that one of the things you said the other day is that you're still waiting to get ABA started?
We are. We got the feeding, we got the speech, the OT, and the physical therapy in place. In fact, we just recently switched companies because the company that we were at wasn't fulfilling what we thought was the need of Elijah. So we didn't do that. We switched companies, and now they're absolutely amazing. I love it, and they do wonderful work, and Eli loves it, and that's my main concern. With that being said, ABA, we're still on a waiting list. I know it's been a long road ahead, and we've contacted everybody that we knew, sent emails, called. We're on 15, 25 different waiting lists. It's horrendous. It's
what is
painful.
Your insurance saying?
So the insurance, well, we go through our support coordinator with DDD, which is the Developmental Disability Department of our state, and they're saying that we're still on a waiting list. If we don't hear anything by the end of the year, then they will do something. But we've only been on a waiting list for 3 months.
Wow, that's disgusting. I hate that more than I can tell you.
Right.
But I also wanted people to hear that, to know that even though you're a mover and a shaker, you're still having a hard time accessing everything.
And at the same time,
you're going to school to be an advocate. But the part that I want people to tune into is the fact that you don't give up.
No, I can't give up. That's not even an option. Because if I gave up, then Eli would see that, and then he would think it was okay to give up. Well, we're trying to promote autism. We're trying to say, okay, your self-esteem, your value, who you are, your self-expression, your, you know, who you are as an individual is quite different than anybody who doesn't know you, who has their opinion. We want to show them that you're just like anybody else. You're just a human little boy, you know?
Yes.
So we can't give up.
He's a real boy. So Mike, since we've got you here, and you're like the man in the shadows. We can't quite see your face. You're the shadow man. But maybe you could talk a little bit about what this is like for the men, because I don't know how this is between you guys, but what I hear a lot, and certainly what happened in our house, is that once the child gets a diagnosis, the moms kind of like kick into high gear and like motor in a direction, and that it can be very hard for the dads about knowing what to do. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like for you when Elijah got the diagnosis?
It's exactly that way. Lori did exactly that. I mean, she just, she was like, boom, I'm, you know, and here I am sitting in the dust, you know, trying to learn all this stuff about it and learn about, you know, how to deal with him when he's in meltdowns and not get angry and not, you know, with the way I just, with the discipline, you know, flat off the ground, you know, the doctor flat out told us everything, you know. You think about spanking. Spanking's not going to work with this child because of the autism diagnosis. And I'm like, you know, okay, that's fine. But then I would get loud, and Lori's like, "You got to get down to his level, and you got to keep calm." And you know, it was very trying for me. But over time, I've learned how to deal with it calmly. And I mean, I'm learning so much just from Lori and herself about how to deal with certain things with him and his behaviors and. You know, how a meltdown versus a tantrum is with him.
You got me in tears here, Mike, because I think it's hard for everybody, right? It's hard when the diagnosis happens. It's hard for the kiddos. It's hard for the moms. It's hard for the dads. But I do think that moms, we've been raised to talk about how we feel, and we've been raised to, like, find the other women to glom onto. And I feel bad for the dads that, you know, a lot of the dads get left in the dust, but a lot of them stay in the dust, Mike, and a lot of them walk the other direction. Not because they don't care, but because they did not know what to do. So I just have to tell you, it's so meaningful that you had all those feelings and you stuck it out. And you watched her and you asked questions and you supported her while she was doing things. You know, Lori, maybe you can speak to what that meant to you.
I think when a child is born, Shannon, I think a mom or a parent have all these expectations, like, he's going to be the best thing, you know, he's not going to have these things, he's going to be the perfect child. And when you get that diagnosis, you feel like your world is just crumbled, it just fell apart. And you have to gather up all those pieces and have the strength to stand up and say, okay, I understand he has a diagnosis, I understand, you know, what our world consists of right now, but we don't really look down the road and see what do we have to face. We have to take it head on at that point. Once you get that diagnosed, you are off to the races. You are like wanting to read every book, want to watch every movie, get on every podcast, get everything you can. And with Mike being here, he was like that person where I don't know where I'm going next. I read every book. I watched everything that I could do. What do we do? And without him leaning on me and me leaning on him, I think I would have been lost for, I don't know how long, but the fact of knowing that we've gotten this far is amazing, and I'm not stopping.
There you go. And I love that you said, you know, him leaning on you and you leaning on him. I don't know if you listened the other day when I was saying that when we got married, my husband and I said the way we envisioned our marriage, we had a statue that it was two people standing holding hands in the shape of an H. That's how they were standing and holding hands. And we said, that's what we want to be. We want to be holding hands as we go into life. And then when our son was diagnosed with autism, we decided and we got a statue that was holding hands with heads together in the shape of an A because we needed to lean into each other. And I want to say that I know that there are some people who are watching who don't have that. And man, I feel for you if you don't have that, because it's a game changer when you do. But if there's anybody watching and you're like, your significant other isn't doing this, I'd love for you to have them listen to what Mike just said. And have you listen to what it feels like when you're being lost in the dust and pull that person in, give them something to do.
And they can contact me on her page, too. I mean,
there
I'll talk to anybody. I mean, I've got my own page, which is Writing with Mike. But, you know, Lori's page is always open, you know. And if dads want to talk, hey, let her know and get a hold of me. And I'll talk with anybody. I mean, we do have a great support system. I mean, we have family in Chicago that's been a great support system for us. That, I mean, she's in watching in the live now. Her name is Latrice Wings. But she's been a real good support system for us. She just found out her grandson has autism. Oh. And, you know, it's just been, she's been talking to Lori about her experience and, you know, just kind of just working together.
Yeah. I
also have to say thank you to Dr. Doreen, because without her and your podcast, Shannon, this, you guys changed my world. You guys changed what autism was in my family and how we go directly to abolish autism in our home, or at least make an effort to get it calmed down. Because, like, you know, like we were talking about, the statistics of autism are just extraordinarily high. When is there a time where we can find not just a cure, but to solve it and make it easier for the parents to accumulate their time and their efforts throughout the day, so they're not strung out or they're not exhausted so much to take care of the child? That's where my B case came into place. And I want to say thank you to you and Dr. Doreen, because if it wasn't for your podcast and the doctor, I wouldn't have probably went for my B case. So thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate that. I do have to say, because as you know, as you've been finding out as you do these things, that people, words matter. And people lose their mind over words. So I do want to point out, because like when you had the fist for autism, it was about take, and you put it so eloquently, I wish I could remember exactly what you said about taking care of autism. But I know that there are people who are watching who are adults who get supercharged and really their feelings get hurt when we talk about that. Here on the show, I'll be honest with you, we don't use the phrase cure because they get really, you know, upset about it. And I remember once for a Christmas video, I posted a whole thing about how we were fighting autism. And oh my gosh, I got a torrent of people saying, why would you fight me? I am autism. Why would you fight me? And I said, I'm not fighting you. I'm fighting for you to have the rights to do everything that you want to do and the skill to be everything that you want to do. And I think it's really important that we clarify, and when we talk about here on the show about there, autism is currently listed as a disability because many people are disabled by some of the symptoms of autism. And And if we could take care of the disabling aspects of autism so that they didn't disable the person from doing whatever they wanted to do, then that's all we need to do. It doesn't mean changing who they are. I just got to use disclaimer or we'll both get hate mail. We don't need hate mail. You don't need hate mail.
Right.
We don't, you know, like Elijah is perfect. He is perfect exactly the way he is, and I don't think anybody would want to change him, and I know you guys don't want to change him, but you want to make it possible for him to do whatever he wants to do.
Sure. I want him to be, like, a law-abiding citizen and someone who could do the best that he can to his ability that he has.
Yes.
And for us to teach him when he's young and to have him grow up to be that person, that's all we want. We don't want to change him. We don't want medication. We don't want service. Anything that's going to change his ability is not what we want. Mm-mm. We want him to stay the way he is and grow the way he is and be who he is and just, you know, affect the world that he's in to the possibilities of the positive.
Yes.
You know?
I was raised by, my mom was somebody who was born with both of her feet backwards. And so when she was a baby, they broke both of her legs and twisted them around and put them in braces, and she spent, you know, her whole life in pain and most of her life being in casts and being in wheelchairs and on crutches. My whole time growing up, it was very rare that I got to see my mom even attempting to walk, and when she could walk, it was with a limp. And I was raised that way. I was raised to think, when I was a little girl, I thought when you grow up and you become a lady, you get your limp, because I didn't have a limp. And I thought, maybe you get that when you grow up. So my mother's philosophy of everything was that she just wanted to do everything that she could. And that there was nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to feel bad about, that, you know, she was made. You have a T-shirt that says, I was made, it's a Bible quote. I was made.
Fiercely and abundantly made.
I was fiercely and abundantly made. And that's exactly how my mom was like, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. I'm here. I'm who I am. And I'm this way because that's the way I'm supposed to be. But that didn't mean that she didn't work on walking. It wasn't that she didn't want to walk. She was like, this is how it is. But I still want to be able to walk, and I'm going to work my whole life to be able to walk. And on her deathbed, she said, I just wish I could have run, and now as I die, I'm going to go run. And we were all thrilled that she was released from that inability to, and she could now go and run. But it's very hard for people who are outside of our community to understand that fine line between we love you exactly for who and what you are, but we also want to remove some of the obstacles that are making things hard for you.
Right, right.
It's a very it's a very hard line, and people get very fatutzed about it. But just had to clarify just a little bit. So talk to us a little bit about your plans for the future. Where do you see all this going, and what do you want for Elijah?
So our goal to set up this, I mean, we had a lot of, like, pros and a lot of cons when we started our clothing line. But there's a lot more pros than anything. And our biggest thing was that with Eli having autism, we know the communities that we go in, the society, they're rough on children with autism. And so I decided to start this line to make it a little easier for autistic children and adults to fit in, to fit into a community where they feel comfortable in who they are, self-esteem, value themselves, self-expression, the positive, they're just who they are. And when the clothing line gets higher and gets more volume and sales, that's where we start meeting our goal of expressing more, getting Eli on the path to, if anything happens to us, because we're not here forever, he'll have that, and he can experience through our work. He knows the knowledge. He knows what we're doing, what we did, and he could take that over and express his love for autism with his peers and community.
Yeah. It goes so fast, and, you know, I can't wait until he's 18 and for us to see, you know, what he's doing and what he has going on. Not that I want to fast forward through any of it, but he's going to do some amazing things in his life. Let's talk a little bit about, so your Facebook page is Autism Journey with Elijah. How you do lives, like all, I come onto Facebook and you're, you know, it'll say she was just live. How often are you doing lives, woman?
Well, I'm not doing a lot of lives now because, well, I am now, but before I wasn't. We do a lot of cooking because Eli loves to bake. That's his little glitch. He loves to bake. He loves to get in the camera. Like, he will, like, get in the camera, and he will talk to everybody. He doesn't care who it is or whatever. He'll just crack jokes. He likes to twerk on camera. He likes to kiss people on camera. He gives hugs on camera. He's just Eli. He's just got that energy that just infectious, you know? And we just let him be him. There's no censoring to that unless, you know, he starts doing other things that Facebook doesn't allow. But other than that, we just let him do that. And he bakes with us. He cooks with us. He shows us his toys, his shirts that he has on, his day, his best movies that he watched. He's a big Venom and Spider-Man kind of person. So he talks a lot about that. He tells you what he's done, where he wants to go, what Santa's bringing him for Christmas. And I tell him, Eli, if you stop doing that, because he'll do a lot of stuff on camera, if you don't do that, Santa's watching, and we got Elf on the Shelf here. He's like, I don't like that Elf on the Shelf. Why? Because he tells Santa I'm a bad boy. And I'm like, but you're not a bad boy. He's like, well, I do stupid stuff. And I'm like, you don't do stupid stuff. We just got to work through it. And then he'll change his tone on Facebook, and then he'll, like, laugh, and he's just him. He's just him. And that's what I love about him, because I don't encourage the bad stuff, but I certainly encourage that kind of behavior and his energy and personality, and that's just him.
Wonderful. For some reason, I'm not getting the comments on my iPad, you guys, so I just logged on to my phone, and lots of people are writing in. Lots of love for you, Mike, but love for both of you.
Thank you.
Elisa May says your Facebook group helped her. Life is totally not what you expected. I know nothing or no one with autism before my son. 10 years in, and I look at it differently now. And Latrice is here as well. They say listening to other people in the group is going through what they're going through and the same thing and what they're doing, that's been absolutely amazing. And they said, thank you, Mike. I got to help my son be the best him before I leave this world, and he needs all the extra help he can get. Amen to that. Sorry, you guys, because for whatever reason, it's not populating on my iPad. And I'm sorry, I apologize if I cut you off, Lori. You got a little bit low in my ear. I don't know whether we just need to goose your volume or if I've gone deaf. It could be I'm having a slight stroke. You know, one never knows. So is there a schedule for the lives? How often? When would we know? We just got to watch.
Well, I think you just got to watch because Eli has services every day of the week.
Okay.
So Monday tonight, we got physical therapy. Tomorrow, he's got OT. Wednesday, he's got speech. And then Thursday, we're off. But Thursday's like our day where we catch up from everything that we don't do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Friday, he has speeding. So we usually do our where we can, when we can. Sometimes we're just going to get a quick live in a car. Here's Eli. We kind of face the camera on him. And sometimes he has a meltdown. Sometimes it's, you know, it's normal. We just let it run. You know, we can't learn if we don't see. We could keep talking, but people don't learn that way sometimes because they want to see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So when we let the camera run on him, that's him. You get the authenticity of that.
And I'm fairly certain you get a fair amount of criticism from people.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you
absolutely
can't be in the spotlight and not get criticism. And how are you dealing with that?
So we dealt with that when we first had our page. We had really negative energy, and it got me at one time. I got to tell you, Shannon, it got me, and I was just like crumbling, crying, and just very emotional. And it took about a week, and I'm like, okay, get it together, girl. Come on, get it together, because they weren't the purpose that I was on there to begin with. Elijah was. So that's when I made my page, and I just went hard, hard, hard. The criticism today is way different. People are more understanding when they on that page. If they unfriend us or if they get off the page, I'm okay with that because the true people will always stay there and be by your side and support you. And those are what matters to me. And by the word getting out about our page and Eli, if Eli's in the camera and they see that, they'll bring him in because that's who he is. He's a good character.
Yeah.
He's a movie star.
He is. And he, you know, and I know because my kid was a lot the same way. I remember once saying when he was about Elijah's age, he was still doing ABA, and I said to him, you don't have ABA this Saturday. And normally we would, and I would say, what would you like to do? And he said, I'd like to set up a table somewhere and sign autographs.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, who is going to come and sign, you know, ask for your autograph? But I had, this was early, we weren't even doing this show at that point, and I had done a talk online for South Africa, and it was in the middle of the night. And when he woke up in the morning, I said to him, I said, guess what I did last night? And he said, what? I said, I talked to a bunch of people in South Africa, and I told them your story. And they were just all so excited, and they were so inspired by it. And in his mind, he thought that that meant that he was a movie star now. That we were just going to set up a table, and he would sign autographs. So And sometimes your kids are, you know, the kids want that. So, and I know it's possible that they change their minds later on, and at some point later on, Elijah might say, I'm not interested in being in the public eye. And when that happens, you'll come to me and we'll talk that through, because I went through that. It'll be okay. You'll survive it. I thought, oh, no, I guess I don't host a show anymore. And then he gave me the parameters and said, you can talk about this, you can't talk about this. And then you're happily on your way again. but I just think you both see a bigger picture, and that involves your family and taking care of your family, but you're also going to help other people along the way.
Exactly. We're not alone in this. And when I first started this, I felt that way. And my whole process of doing this is to let other people know they're not alone. Because you can't feel alone and feel like you're going to get all the help that you can. Because, like I said, there's people out there that don't ask for help, who are afraid, who are embarrassed, who are, you know. So we're here to step up and say, hey, you have a friend in us, and we're willing to help you and guide you and answer questions, concerns, comments, opinions, and do what we can to help.
Yeah, but I still get, you know, advice from other people. You know, I've got some men groups on Facebook that I'm in that I'll ask questions about on how to deal with things because – I want a guy's perspective on it.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, Mike, but they were also part of the podcast-a-thon. The guys that are – their podcast is called Just Two Dads.
Yes, I'm in with them.
We follow them.
So you're doing the dad support group with them?
I got into it, yes. I haven't been on any of their things yet because I haven't seen anything come up. But, yes, I did follow them, and I'm watching them.
Okay. Fabulous, because I know we were trying to put out the word here on the show that they have a dad's support group, a men's support group, And it's important. I feel like I can go to the grocery store, and if I'm standing in line for long, I can start a support group with five other women in line at the grocery store. It's that, like, accessible. And, of course, I'm being facetious, but it's not hard. There are women's support groups all over the place, and I always worry that we don't have a place for the men to sit and talk and be honest with each other. And it's a different thing, and it should be a different thing. We should embrace that dads are different than moms, right? And that it feels different, that it looks different, but you still need support.
Yeah, we do. Definitely need support.
I mean, you were saying, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm in this alone.
Right.
I always said that when my son was diagnosed, it felt like I was on Mars by myself. And the longer I stuck around, the more people I found were on Mars too.
But do you feel when you were when your son was diagnosed with autism, did you feel alone more than now because the 1 in 36 is getting more,
yeah,
you know, out there?
When he was diagnosed, it was 1 in 25, and mm-hmm. And I felt alone. I felt really, really alone. I don't feel alone anymore. And within a year, I will tell you, I love that years ago I was interviewing a dad who was an illustrator, and he wrote a children's book and illustrated based on a character that his son liked to dress as for Halloween. And he said to me, he said, here's the thing, I didn't find my own voice until my son didn't have one.
Wow.
And I was like, oh boy, did that resonate, because I always was like, I don't know who my tribe is, I would belong to this group and I would belong to that group, but you know, I never had a group that it was like, you know what they say, that if you put a group of autism moms in a room together, we will have each other's sixes. Doesn't matter what color, what religion, what age, what ability our kids are, we will defend each other. And I didn't have that. I didn't have that kind of a support group. Temple Grandin's mom talks about your tribe. I had not found my tribe until my child was diagnosed with autism. And then I instantly was a card-carrying member of this club. I didn't have to go through any kind of initiation. If I just said that in a room full of moms, they had me. Is that how you felt?
That's how I felt at one point. Now I feel like, I think the more people that I talk to, the more groups we get in, the more we feel like we fit in. We have that compassion for one thing, and that's the autism community, and we all feel together. It's like the community I was talking about. It doesn't mean that community that we live in, like where we live. Right. It can mean anything, and that's where you have to find your glitch to fit in and feel comfortable enough to express and explain and vent and, you know, be there and just love on everybody who's around you, because we're all in this together. We're never alone.
You've gone to some big events now, too. And that's
how
I feel like, whoa, when you see that, right?
Yeah. So we went, last summer we went to an Influencer Takes Over Chicago, and Latrice was the host of that. And we were so graciously involved with that we become co-founders of that event. And just going there and setting up our vendor table, that was like life-changing. Like, people saw me in person. They saw all my information. They, you know, Shannon, we bought books from you and DVDs from Dr. Doreen, and we had just went hardcore and promoted autism so hard that we did not stop. We went, like, harder than ever, and that was just the changing point of our autism community here.
Yeah. And I said before, you probably were close to bald when you did that, because you shaved your head in solidarity with me in April, which I could
sure
not
can.
Believe. I could not believe that you did that, but you rocked that look. I've already had to cut my hair like 4 times because my hair grows so fast. Have you had to cut your hair yet?
No, I'm letting it all grow out. I mean, it's getting it's thin. Like when it's starting to grow, it's getting thinner and grayer, but that's okay. It's all right.
What did you say, Mike, when you heard she was going to shave her head?
When you think,
it was like, okay. You know, and then when I asked her why, and then she told me, I'm like, all right, that's a good cause.
You're amazing, Mike. And you're with an amazing woman. And I can't believe it, we're out of time. But tell everybody what call to action. What would you like everybody to do today?
So go check out our website. It's autismaffirmationsclothing.com. We had just started 2 weeks ago, so it's fairly new, but we'll be adding more clothing and garments and other things on there in January. You can order today, but it won't be there on Christmas. Sorry, guys. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Instagram is Autism Journey with Elijah. TikTok is Autism Affirmations Clothing, drop the G. Twitter, which is XNowAutismApparel23, and YouTube at Autism Journey with Elijah.
You need to get Elon's attention.
Okay, Elon, I definitely will. I will send him.
Yeah, send him a T-shirt. Send him a T-shirt. He needs it. Yeah, because I would like to think that he would be thrilled with what you guys are doing and help you on Twitter, X, whatever it's called. You guys are amazing, and I have not met your two daughters, but Elijah is amazing, and I look forward to meeting you guys sometime in person.
Absolutely. You got it.
I felt so bad the other day because I was on Facebook for just a minute, and I saw you were making, but it was already not live. It was the replay, and what was the cookie? What, you were making something that you didn't have to bake. It was like peanut butter and chocolate?
Yeah, it was peanut butter cups.
Okay. And it looked absolutely amazing, and you were in on it, Mike, and you guys were hilarious, running around, keeping it real, making cookies, like making cookies in front of the computer so that the camera can see it. These guys keep it real, and I love it. It's infectious. Everybody needs to tune in and check out the clothing, because I guarantee you there's something there for you and everybody that you love. And help support this fledgling business. And I can't wait for the noodles.
Me too. I can't wait. Absolutely. It's going to be great.
Amazing. All right. Much love to you guys. We adore you. Happy holidays. And
you as well, Shannon. Thank you.
And we'll catch up sometime soon. Take care.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Absolutely amazing. What a powerhouse couple they are. And sorry, you guys, that I wasn't able to see the comments as we were going live, but I see that a bunch of you have continued to write in. I've come to terms in isolation as part of it, and that's okay because I could turn on Facebook and somebody's usually always there. But don't isolate. You don't have to. There's enough of us around. Saying hello to Rachel. So happy to have you with us. Miss you. And I just want to say that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Doreen, and she will be joining us live on location. I want you guys to be there. I won't be able to say this tomorrow, but if you would like to write a note to Dr. Doreen to be in that prize box that she's going to open a week from tomorrow for the last show of the year, then you need to email it to me, shannon@autism-live.com. Just write a brief note about, you know, what she has meant to you, and I will include it. So when she opens up the box, these hearts come flying out and the notes will come flying out. And I will make sure that your note gets to her, whether it's in the box or I'm going to have them all together if there's more than that. So please, I'd love to surprise her with that. And if you have something you want to say, something on your heart, put it on an email, shannon@autism-live.com. And these are, I'm going to go and hug my snuggle loves. They're so, I just want you to be able to go into a store and feel them, because you'll just plot with happiness because they're amazing. They're from Wild Republic, you guys. Snuggle Loves, they're in the toy guide. Check out the toy guide. And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now. If you found anything helpful in this video, please give us a like. In fact, make sure that you smash that subscribe button on YouTube and give us a like on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Instagram for important updates. And please download our free podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much. See you next time.